Brazil unveils self-exclusion tool to close all betting accounts. Brazil's Ministry of Finance is spearheading the development of a centralized system designed to allow online bettors to deactivate all their accounts across licensed gambling platforms simultaneously. The system will also include features to block targeted advertisements from betting operators, aiming to curb impulses that could encourage addictive behaviors. With online betting legalized in 2018 and fully regulated since January 2025, the government is responding to the rapid growth of the sector by prioritizing user protection and oversight. Currently, each authorized sportsbook provides its own self-exclusion options, but bettors often maintain accounts on multiple sites, complicating efforts to step away from gambling. The new unified platform would centralize this process for efficiency and effectiveness. Users will be able to initiate a single request to close all accounts at once, with operators required to comply promptly. Additionally, activating the tool will prevent users from receiving promotional content from these platforms, reducing exposure to marketing that might aid continued play. Quote, "The initiative aims to reduce social and health impacts while providing greater oversight of betting activity. There are always aspects that need to be reviewed and improved. We are constantly monitoring the practical effects of the rules we have established to understand what needs to be refined." Regi Anderson Dudina, Secretary of Prizes and Betting. The system builds on existing regulations that mandate individual operators to feature self-exclusion tools on their platforms. It also addresses a key gap by unifying them across the industry, potentially making it easier for vulnerable individuals to seek help without navigating multiple websites. This collaborative effort involves the Ministries of Finance, Health, Sports, and the Secretariat of Communication. Improving prevention and support measures. Beyond the self-exclusion tool, the government is rolling out complementary programs to address gambling addiction at its roots. The Ministry of Health plans to allocate resources for training professionals within the Unified Health System, SUS, expanding access to specialized care for those affected by problem gambling. The initiative will see healthcare workers equipped with the knowledge to identify and treat gambling-related disorders, which have surged alongside the betting boom. Additionally, the Ministry of Sports is focusing on athlete education to prevent issues like match fixing and undue influence from betting during competitions. Initiatives will include workshops and guidelines to help sports professionals navigate the ethical and personal challenges posed by the industry. Industry growth and regulatory implications. The betting sector in Brazil has seen explosive expansion since regulations took effect earlier this year, with 17.7 million people accessing authorized platforms in the first half of 2025 alone. Gross gaming revenue, GGR, for licensed operators reached 17.4 billion Brazilian reals, about $3.1 billion, during January to June. A survey by O Globo, Ipsos IPEC revealed that 16.6% of Brazilian football fans have placed bets on matches. However, challenges persist, as authorities dismantled over 15,400 illegal websites in the same period, signaling ongoing enforcement against unregulated operations. Projections suggest the online betting market could generate up to 31 billion Brazilian reals in GGR by year's end, but stricter self-exclusion and ad controls may temper marketing tactics.